Everything's a pun. It's all a big
lest we forget at least an over-the-shoulder acknowledgement of the very first radical who rebelled against the establishment and did it so effectively that he at least won his own kingdom. Lucifer.
Saul Alinsky was a 20th century American radical. Today he's best known as the father of community organizing.
The goal of Alinsky organizing is to restructure society according to a statist model, a collectivist model, and to restructure the church to support that.
Socialists strive to bring the overthrow of all civil society.
And the last is like a gray wolf, neither black nor white, but gray in their cunning.
Nature is all that exists. And because nature is made up of matter, that is all there is to the real world. Man is simply matter in motion and nothing more. There is no soul, no heaven or hell or afterlife. There are no angels, nothing but the physical world. Lenin agreed with Marx. Matter is the objective reality given to us in sensation. Lenin believed that matter is eternal, not created. He thought that not only our lives, but also our minds and even our consciousness evolved from this eternal matter. Marx and Lenin believed Darwin's theory of the survival of the fittest fit perfectly with the ideas of George Wilhelm Hegel, one of the most influential 19th century German philosophers. Hegel developed what is called the dialectic. The dialectic described the relationship between various things. For example, if there is an idea, a thesis, and an opposing idea, an antithesis, these would conflict and clash, and eventually combine, resulting in a new idea, a synthesis, which is the best elements of the two.
Hegel suggested that ideas come in conflicts. There's a thesis, a positive, and an antithesis, or an antithesis, a negative. And as these ideas come in conflict, always this combat between ideas that are opposites, there emerges a synthesis out of the two. Then this new synthesis becomes a new thesis, a positive, which by necessity brings about the emergence of its opposite, an antithesis or antithesis. And its conflict creates a new synthesis. And one has this process of thesis, antithesis, synthesis, thesis, antithesis, synthesis, thesis, antithesis, synthesis, until in Hegel's idea, the battle of ideas created an ultimate notion of an ideal of the perfect, the good.
Marx applied Hegel's theory to history and came up with the concept of class struggle. Ruling classes and oppressed classes conflict and combine over time, eventually leading to the perfect synthesis of the classless society. Marx also combined the idea of the dialectic with his materialism, creating a unique hybrid philosophy called dialectical materialism.
Have you ever stood and stared at it, marveled at its beauty, its genius? Billions of people just living out their lives. Oblivious. Did you know that the first Matrix was designed to be a perfect human world where none suffered, where everyone would be happy? It was a disaster. No one would accept the program. Entire crops were lost. Some believed that we lacked the programming language to describe your perfect world, but I believe that as a species, human beings define their reality through misery and suffering. So the perfect world was a dream that your primitive cerebrum kept trying to wake up from, which is why the Matrix was redesigned to this, the peak of your civilization. I say your civilization because as soon as we started thinking for you, it really became our civilization, which is, of course, what this is all about. Evolution, Morpheus. Evolution. like the dinosaur. Look out that window. You had your time. The future is our world.
The right way. The right time. It's moves and counters. That's all we got.
What is the Matrix? Control. The Matrix is a computer-generated dream world built to keep us under control in order to change a human being into this.
No. I don't believe it.
I don't know, folks. We need a whole new thinking here. We need a whole new thinking. We need a whole new thinking.
In a cave sits a group of prisoners, detained with their faces turned towards the inner wall. From the entrance of the cave, the sun is shining and casting shadows on the wall in front of the prisoners. These shadows are the only things the prisoners have ever seen and will, for them, represent reality. The shadow world is all that exists for the prisoners, and they talk to each other about the things they see. If any of the prisoners could free himself and escape out into the real world, he would immediately be dazzled by the sun, which he had never seen before. When his eyes got accustomed to the light, he would see that what he believed to be reality was merely shadows or copies of something more real. We are all these prisoners, Plato said, trapped in our material world. What we think of as reality is actually only shadows thereof.
Sun Tzu says, know your enemy and know yourself, and in 100 battles you will never be in peril.
Give me that liberal yuppie bullshit about a good fight. This isn't fucking Yale. A good fight is one you win.
The end justifies almost any means. Rub raw the sores of discontent. You do what you can and clothe it in moral garments.
There is a dark force at work in the world.
Injecting poison in education. Injecting poison in the news
campaign that won the Electoral College, fueled by fake news.
The Electoral College,
Russian hacking.
Comey, fake news.
The Electoral College,
Russian hacking.
Comey, fake news.
The Electoral College,
Russian hacking.
Comey, fake news.
The Electoral College,
Russian hacking.
Comey,
No, it has not been.
At the time I left, I did not see any smoking gun certitude evidence of collusion.
Is there any evidence of collusion that you have seen yet? Is there?
Listen, there is a lot of smoke. We have no smoking gun at this point.
Further, I have no knowledge of any such conversations by anyone connected to the Trump campaign. I was your colleague in this body for 20 years, at least some of you, and the suggestion that I participated in any collusion, that I was aware of any collusion with the Russian government to hurt this country, which I have served with honor for 35 years, or to undermine the integrity of our democratic process, is an appalling and detestable lie.
Working on this investigation, related, it's not just Christopher Wray, the FBI director. So the FBI people, I'm going to tell you, are ticked. And they're going to be saying, I guarantee it, you think you can push us off this because you can try to intimidate the director? You better think again, Mr. President. You've been around for 13 months. We've been around since 1908. I know how this game is going to be played. We're going to win.
Yeah, you don't want the FBI that angry at you.
And condemn in the strongest terms the staggering number of leaks undermining the ability of our government to protect this country. Just yesterday, we saw reports in the media about conversations the president had with foreign leaders. No one is entitled to surreptitiously fight to advance battles in the media by revealing sensitive government information. No government can be effective when its leaders cannot discuss sensitive matters in confidence or talk freely in confidence with foreign leaders.
The emperor is not as forgiving as I am.
You love getting even.
Oh, absolutely. You don't believe in the eye for the eye? You do. No. I know you well enough. I think you do. But anyway,
Tell me, I mean, you're going to get even with some people.
Because yeah, I know. If given the opportunity, I will get even with some people that were disloyal to me. I mean, I had a group of people that were disloyal.
But how do you define disloyalty?
They didn't come to my aid.
Well, what did they do? They turned their back on you?
No, but they didn't do small things that would have helped. You see, I'm so loyal to people, and maybe I'm loyal to a fault, but I'm so loyal to people that when somebody's slightly disloyal to me, I look upon it as a great act of horror.
The president begins by wanting to talk about my job.
At some level, wasn't the decision to reveal influenced by your assumption that Hillary Clinton was going to win and your concern that she wins? This comes out several weeks later, and then that's taken by her opponents as a sign that she's an illegitimate president.
It must have been. I don't remember consciously thinking about that, but it must have been. Because I was operating in a world where Hillary Clinton was going to beat Donald Trump. And so I'm sure that it was a factor. Like I said, I don't remember spelling it out, but it had to have been. That she's going to be elected president, and if I hide this from the American people, she'll be illegitimate the moment she's elected, the moment
what
this comes out.
What would your life be like if she'd won?
I also don't know the answer to that. I think I would still be the FBI director.
And let me just say, this is directed to the activist bitches supporting bitches. So let's go.
Within the scope of his responsibilities. And if there's other money laundering that he learns about at the same time that may or may not involve Russians, then the issue for Rod Rosenstein and Bob Mueller is, does it make sense? Is this part of a coherent money laundering conspiracy to try that all in one case? Rather than bifurcating it and have a separate prosecutor in a separate courtroom having to present much of the same evidence. So I think Mueller is well within his jurisdiction. I can understand the judge asking certain of these questions, although some of them seem to be non-germane to the legal issues involved.
Well, with all due respect, sir, the judge is basically saying to Mueller and Mueller's team, you don't really care about Manafort and money laundering. You're only trying this case to try to get Manafort to flip on President Trump and give incriminating information about President Trump. Mueller could have referred, as you suggested, he could have referred this case to another set of legal circumstances, as he did with the Michael Cohen case in the Southern District of New York, U.S. Attorney. But the judge here is saying, you don't really care about this. You're just trying to get Trump, and for that reason, I'm wary of this case. Doesn't that concern you that a judge would think that?
Well, it does concern me if it influences the judge's review of the facts and the law. That seems to be the judge questioning the motives of the special counsel. Here, the special counsel, I'm sure in discussion and consultation with Rod Rosenstein, is deciding which of the cases that have arisen from his investigation he should try personally and which should be farmed out to others. That's how the process should work. And while, you know, it's certainly within the judge's prerogative to ask questions, I don't think it really bears on the legal issues. And so I think that Bob Mueller will prevail in the sense of being able to go forward with this litigation. I don't think there's really any legal question about that.
I wonder if you can react to that from Rudy Giuliani, but I also understand that you have some news about Jeff Sessions.
Well, yeah, this is the ongoing problem here with this special counsel. We found out Friday from the judge. It kind of looks like this whole investigation has gone off the rails. Now, what we've been investigating in the House Intelligence Committee is FISA abuse and other matters involving the beginning of what was called a counterintelligence investigation. Now, remember, they opened up this counterintelligence investigation. I think this is really important for the American people to understand. This is done in a secret manner. If you have a counterintelligence investigation opened up on you as an American citizen, this is done secretly with only a few people's knowledge. And if they go to court, they go to a secret court to get a warrant on you like they did with Carter Page. So there is a very small apparatus in the Congress, in our country, that holds the check and balance authority between Congress and the executive branch. And when the Obama administration decided to move forward on a counterintelligence investigation in a campaign of all things, that's how we've gotten to here. So we continue to peel the onion back. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you what happened 2 weeks ago. We sent a letter to Attorney General Jeff Sessions, a classified letter. It, per usual, it was ignored, not acknowledged, just completely ignored. So last week we sent a subpoena, and then on Thursday we discovered that they are not going to comply with our subpoena.
So what are you going to do about
it? Very important information that we need.
So what are you going to do?
The only thing left that we can do is we have to move quickly to hold the Attorney General of the United States in contempt. And that's what I'm going to press for this week.
And what would that mean? What are you specifically holding him in contempt for? And what does break that down, what that means for viewers?
So we've asked for very important information. It's still classified, right? Mm-hmm. This is the problem with a lot of this investigation.
Sure.
Because of the way they conducted the investigation, most of this information is classified. But because this is so important, I'm not going to take any excuse to say, oh, we're harming national security. You know, how many times have we heard that argument throughout this entire investigation? You know, we've had to take people to court to get the information. You know, we shouldn't have had to take Fusion GPS to court in order to find out that the Democrats and the Hillary Clinton campaign had paid for the dirty dossier. Mm-hmm. Remember the dirt mm-hmm. that was used yeah. to get a FISA warrant on the Trump campaign?
Right.
We shouldn't have had to do that. So we're just not going to take this nonsense of every time we peel something back, every time we need information, we get ignored, we get stalled, we get stonewalled, and then lo and behold, we get accused of we're going to destroy the nation's ability to keep it secure.
So well, pardon me, but what are you going to do then? Are you going to have a force a vote in Congress to hold the Attorney General of the United States in contempt
of
Congress?
Shots, antagonism is taunting to the intelligence community.
You take on the intelligence community, they have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you.
Americans know why the dysfunction is occurring. A dysfunctional president.
We need a whole new thinking here. We need a whole new thinking. We need a whole new thinking.
The Freedom Caucus have threatened to impeach Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein unless he releases documents about surveillance on Trump campaign members. Rosenstein said this in response.
The Department of Justice is not going to be extorted. We're going to do what's required by the rule of law, and any kind of threats that anybody makes are not going to affect the way we do our job.
Today, the president tweeted, a rigged system. They don't want to turn over documents to Congress. What are they afraid of? Why so much redacting? Why such unequal justice? At some point, I will have no choice but to use the powers granted to the presidency and get involved. So does the president have the power to step in? And if so...
How come the CIA has never discovered any intel regarding the syndicate?
The syndicate is real. They're coming after us with everything they've got.
You want to bring down the syndicate?
It's impossible.
Do not know who you are fucking with!
Arrogant and absolutely corrupt leadership of the Justice Department. Joining me now, former federal prosecutor Andrew McCarthy. Andy was the former chief assistant to U.S. attorney in New York. He was, in fact, hired by America's mayor, but then prosecutor, U.S. attorney, Rudy Giuliani.
Yeah.
I had to get in all the titles for Rudy.
That's a real notch on Rudy's belt. Huh?
That is. I think it is absolutely one. I'm sure you would enthusiastically agree. Great to have you here.
Great to be here.
This was a moment today in a federal court in Virginia in which Judge T.S. Ellis told the special counsel that effectively he was running roughshod over the Constitution and American citizens, in this case, Paul Manafort.
Well, Lou, we've talked about this many times. In this country, thank God, our tradition is you have a crime first and then you assign the prosecutor. That's the way it's supposed to work. In this investigation, where they basically camouflage this by giving the prosecutor what's called a counterintelligence investigation, which not a criminal investigation, not a crime. What they did was they assigned a prosecutor and they said, go off and find a crime. And not only that, do it in the counterintelligence context where it's all classified and it's all under the cone.
I think most people probably think, and fairly so, of the FBI as J. Edgar Hoover's FBI, in which it was not divided quite so finitely as it is now between national security and law enforcement.
Right.
It is a unique agency in that regard. And that contest, as you say, assigning the special counsel to counterintelligence,
it goes to the heart of the problem here, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And that is that the Obama Justice Department was highly politicized and weaponized, along with a number of intelligence agencies, including the CIA and other agencies as well.
Yeah, the agents themselves complained about that.
And the fact is that as we move forward here, not one of those agencies, not the CIA, not any part of the intelligence community, not the FBI, told us anything about the intervention of Russia in our elections. They didn't detect it. They didn't create a counter strategy, and they did not stop that intervention.
Well, and not only that, President Obama himself said that Russia couldn't rig our election. Mm-hmm. The way our elections are structured, there are 50 state elections. It's so diffuse that no one could come in and do it. And Hillary Clinton, in the last debate, looked at Donald Trump and said, how dare you call into question the legitimacy of our elections to say that, you know, it could be rigged. So it's quite amazing what's happened.
There is extraordinary irony in that there is Donald Trump standing before the American people talking about this is rigged, when that then is brought as a charge against him,
right,
part of the so-called FBI and Justice Department insurance policy against the ascension of Trump to the presidency of the United States of America. It just so happens that occurred because the people of this country elected him.
Yeah.
Where do we go with this? None of the committees, there have been five investigating quote-unquote collusion. None of the intelligence community produced a single piece of evidence about that intervention by the Russians in these elections that has any relationship to the campaign of Donald J. Trump for president. Yeah. And here we are. It is perpetuating itself. How does it end? Tell us that, Andrew McCarthy.
I don't know. I wish I could tell you, Lou, that they were as interested in getting their hands on the DNC server, mm-hmm. which is what causes the whole Russian intervention. You know, that's the main evidence of it. Nobody seemed very curious about getting their hands on that. The FBI, the Justice Department never got it. I wish they were as interested in that as they are in speaking to the president under circumstances where it doesn't appear to me that there's any reason to speak to the president.
As we wrap up here, I've got to ask you this one question. All of the evidence produced in 2 years, it's wrong to say no evidence has been produced. The evidence that has been produced spells out the corruption of many of the top officials of the FBI, several of the members of the leadership of the Department of Justice. Have you ever seen a 2-year investigation that results more in an indictment of the investigators and the prosecutors than the target, the presumed target of the investigation?
I've seen a lot of investigations where there were major allegations of government misconduct. In fact, I ran one in a mm-hmm. terrorism investigation. And what I have found on each occasion is you need to get to the end and get all the information out and put everybody's actions in context, and then we'll be able to evaluate them. Yeah.
And I think your point about it's about time for some humility on the part of Mueller, Rod Rosenstein, who is the titular, actually he is the leader of the Justice Department, and understand what they are doing to the governance of this country. Do you agree?
Yeah, I think that the governance of the country takes precedence over their investigation, even if their investigation...
So there actually is a syndicate. It was the hypothetical brainchild of Chief Attlee. Recruit former agents from other nations, supply them with a new identity, and use them to surgically remove our enemies both at home and abroad. Its operating budget was to be hidden offshore in a virtual red box, which I alone would control. It would have made me judge, jury, and executioner with zero accountability. I rejected the proposal unequivocally. Furthermore, I was given every assurance it never passed the planning stage.
Prime Minister, there is no syndicate. These men have been duped by Agent Faust.
Attlee.
That's the problem.
Saved for a public inquiry.
You see something here, Q? I think I just hurt my back. I'm feeling pain. I don't like it. What's the right thing to say? Ow? Ow. Ow! I can't straighten up!
Medical assistance to engineering.
Q, I've got a few people down on Rail 4 who are gonna be hurt.
Yes, yes, yes. Your marvelous plan will not only tear the moon to pieces, but your precious ship as well.
You got a better idea?
Well, I would certainly begin by examining the cause and not the symptom. We've already done that, Q, and there's no way to... This is obviously the result of a large celestial object passing through at near right angles to the plane of the star system. Probably a black hole.
Can you recommend a way to counter the effect?
Simple. Change the gravitational constant of the universe.
What?
Change the gravitational constant of the universe, thereby altering the mass of the asteroid.
Redefine gravity. And how am I supposed to do that?
You just
do
it.
We need a whole new thinking here. We need a whole new thinking. We need a whole new thinking.
Outside the bounds, it would seem, of the president's personal attorney.
You know, Lou, from the, as you know better than I, probably. I come from a different perspective, but from the very beginning of Donald Trump running for president, mm-hmm. and then when it got clear that he was going to be the nominee, this conspiracy, I've called it a fifth column, I've called it a bunch of things, right. but there's no question that they were down for Trump. They don't want an outsider. They don't want, the hogs don't want their snouts pulled out of the food pub, right. the business roundtable, the Chamber of Commerce. They want cheap labor. They don't want to close the border. And meanwhile, the American middle class and lower class are just suffering under these inane policies of the Obama administration. And here's Donald Trump that comes along and he's, I tell you, in a year and a quarter or whatever he's been in, he's done more for this country than the last three presidents combined.
I say quite often on this broadcast, there has been no president since FDR who's done as much in as short an order. Yeah. And what he has accomplished in terms of the economy, foreign policy, the broad number of challenges, all of these establishment and these elite orthodoxies that you're referring to have got to be beside themselves because he's doing something that no one has done before in the presidency in our lifetimes, and that is to walk into the Oval Office and actually fix problems, right. actually do what he's saying,
and you
keep
know what?
Promises.
He's going to prevail. You know, I've known him for a long time, 43 right. years. You know, if he has a few off-color remarks or this or that, mm-hmm. what's that got to do, the American people out there, with the fact that he's running the country the way it needs to be run?
Remember,
and if I could, Lou, I know you don't need this.
Gentry over there.
Chris
the
Wray hasn't
Department.
Proved a single thing, either within the FBI or to the president or the American people. He has been stonewalling Congress and its oversight role, Jim. He is no better than Mueller or Comey well, or any of their
The Deputy
associates.
Attorney General, I mean, what is he doing being
Rod
the
Rosenstein.
Deputy Attorney General? He signed one of the continuations of the FISA law, mm-hmm. the FISA intercept. Can you imagine? You know, that thing full of all, you know, fictitious information,
right.
and he signs it.
Fraudulent.
And he's prancing around like the cock on the walk. Mm-hmm. You know, the arrogance, challenging the Congress, you know.
Yeah, he won't be extorted. You
know, he won't be extorted. Yeah, I mean, who is this guy? I mean, what is this?
Well, he's part of the deep state, and he thinks he's just cute as
And that. Where is Judge Sessions? A real good guy. I met him in my younger days.
Yeah.
But he must be locked up in the men's room or something. I don't know.
I don't know what's happened to him. I think it's one of the saddest stories I've ever seen.
How can
in
he
American
let this
politics.
Guy do what he's doing?
Well, yeah. You know, you find out. There's an old saying, you know, if you want to find out who someone is,
I don't know,
give
folks.
Them power.
We need a whole new thinking here. We need a whole new thinking. We need a whole new thinking.
I'm not sure we heard from the legislative director for the Department of Justice, but you know, I don't know that the Attorney General is even aware of our request.
Mm. Well, he will be now. So how do you expect he'll respond, if at all?
Well, I think we need to talk to the Attorney General to make sure he understands the significance of this request. I have already talked to the director of the FBI that we need this request. And so this just can't continue where we don't get information in a timely manner. And, and like I said, everything we've tried to get, they try to stop us. And it wasn't until Friday night that finally we get the all the black markings.
Oh, Friday
they went away so that the American people could understand what actually happened.
So what is the biggest question that still remains in your mind when you look at the scope and the size now of this investigation, how many legs it's taken on? In your opinion, what is the biggest question that remains?
Well, I put it into a few different buckets. Let me just rattle through them. There's the bucket of FISA abuse and other matters that we are looking into, the counterintelligence investigation that was started on the Trump campaign. That's what we're doing in the Intelligence Committee. You have the IG report that's coming out, and then you have Chairman Gatti and Chairman Goodlatte who are looking into the Clinton email investigation and all things from that. Those are two buckets. And then you have the third bucket, which is the special counsel, which you know, I don't know which direction it's going. It's hard to even know what they're doing at this point.
Yeah, and yeah. You, like many others, probably frustrated with the fact that it hasn't been constrained. We have to leave it right there, unfortunately. Devin Nunes, thanks,
no,
for,
thanks for all that.
Sorry about your loss.
Let's show them some good old-fashioned American swagger.
Release the Kraken!
Now, historically, when you win the presidency, the person that wins, the party that wins, does poorly in what they call the midterms. And the reason is, I guess, you take it easy a little bit, right? Something happens. I guess it's 93, 94% of the time. This is over a long period of time. I don't know what you get. You know what it is? You get complacent. We cannot be complacent. We got to go out, right? We got to go out. We got to go out, and we got to fight like hell, and we got to win the House, and we got to win the Senate. And I think we're going to do great in the Senate, and I think we're going to do great in the House, because the economy is so good. The economy is so good. And because if you look at us all around the world, we're respected again. We're not pushovers anymore. We're not pushovers. You saw the president of France. He came in. Great guy. Chancellor Merkel came in yesterday from Germany. It'll all be fine. Look, again, don't blame them. Blame the people that used to stand here with much smaller crowds, but that's okay.
We need to elect more Republicans so we can protect our cities, defend our borders, grow our economy, and continue to make America great again. The Democrats don't care about our military. They don't. They don't care, and they don't care about our borders. And I don't think they care much about crime, because if you look at it, MS-13, they pour through, everybody pours through, and they want it. They want it. And by the way, we are getting rid of MS-13 in record numbers, okay? Record numbers. How about this guy Comey? He said the other night, the fake dirty dossier, he said the other night on Fox, he said very strongly, no, I didn't know that it was paid for by the Democrats and Hillary Clinton. He didn't know. He didn't know. How about that? They start something based on a document that was paid for by the DNC and Hillary Clinton. Honestly, folks, let me tell you. It's a disgrace. We got to get back down to business. If we would have said where we are today from 3 or 4 months ago, remember they were saying? He's going to get us into nuclear war, they said. Nuclear. No, no, no. Strength is going to keep us out of nuclear war. Not going to get us in. I may go in, may not work out. I leave. I'm not going to be a John Kerry who makes that horrible Iran deal. Horrible. One of the worst deals. I mean, how do you make a deal like that? $150 billion, $1.8 billion in cash. You know what that is? And you know what they got? They got nothing. They got nothing. So we're going to have, hopefully, a very successful negotiation over the next 3 or 4 weeks. And we'll be doing the world a big favor. We'll be doing the world a big favor. Let's see how it goes. I think we'll do fine. I think we're going to do just fine. I had one of the fake news groups this morning. Now, they were saying, what do you think President Trump had to do with it? I'll tell you what. Like, how about everything?
Definitely that's the case with Trump.
You have to understand, he cannot win.
I've just received a call from Secretary Clinton. She congratulated us, it's about us, on our victory.
If Trump wins, how about bursting into tears and screaming, fuck?
Feels like the end of the world.
We were on Lifetime last night.
Right.
And I was slowly getting drunk is what happened to me.
How do we explain how this is possible?
How did this happen?
Get your voices now.
What do I need this for, right? What do I need? You know why I need it?
because I've done great. I love this country. We're going to make our country great again. I owe. It's payback time.
This
it's payback
journey,
time.
I will never lie to you. I will never tell you something I do not believe. I will never put anyone's interests ahead of yours. And I will never, ever stop fighting for you. I have no special interest controlling me.
Because together we will make
America
strong again. Together we will make America wealthy again. Together we will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And we will make America great again. Thank you, everybody. Thank you.